My Bible study in the few minutes coming is related to the Christian family's keystones, or the reading from St. Paul, the reading of the regular ceremony for wedding. St. Paul, the Epistle to Ephesians, chapter 5. He was saying, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, just as the Lord doth the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is the great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Okay, I'll just put some points, but this paragraph may cover the whole convention for the marital relationships. First of all, life of thankfulness. The cornerstone of being joyful in your relation with your wife is to train yourself to thank God all time for everything. I believe that the virtue that can monitor your healthy attitude or your maturity is this one: being thankful all the time. This is the kind of maturation. When you are mature enough, you will see things good in your life and others' life. So your attitude will stay always as grateful, as thankful. And when you learn to thank God, you will learn to thank your partner. And this means that you will see the good things in him, and this will make you happy with him all the time. You know, if you think of this kind of virtue, being thankful all the time, it includes all the virtues we need. You know, it includes hope, because when you are thankful, you are full of hope, because you expect the best coming. This is related very much to being thankful. Also, it's kind of love. Being thankful to God, it's an expression of love. And being grateful to my wife, this is kind of love, expression of love. Also, it includes faith. Because when I'm thanking God for his gifts, it means that I believe everything good in my life is his gift. So I'm reminding myself always that my life and all good in it is related to his gift. This is the real and honest expression of faith. Also, this virtue includes satisfaction. Because, you know, nowadays all young men and women are not satisfied with their life. And this is like pandemic. This is very much common nowadays. And this is very bad sign. I don't expect happy life in happy couples, if they do not satisfy, are not satisfied with what they have and what they are. Also, the virtue of thankfulness includes joy. I mean, always being thankful means being joyful. And the happy child, usually grateful. And the happy man, usually thankful. And the happy wife, usually full of appreciation. So if you want to get happy and enjoy your marital relation, learn how to thank God. This was the first order in this chapter in Ephesians 5 related to the coming marital relation. Lastly, in this also peace. Peace is very much parallel to thankfulness. When you are a grateful person, usually you feel peace inside your heart. The second point was, St. Paul was saying, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another sentence, we will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. So, if you like to fulfill, if you like your Lord to fulfill all your wishes, all your petitions, just learn how to spell His name frequently all the day and all life. This is a common ritual in our Coptic development, that we like to say the name of Jesus Christ frequently, in all our prayers, in our hearts, in the liturgy. Saying the name of the Lord also gives you a great crown. By the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. If you want to enjoy a secured life and to enjoy being safe all the time with your partner and with your family, just say the name of the Lord frequently. It's like a strong tower. You can run to this name. So it needs training. Look, this lecture are just train yourself on 1, being thankful, 2, pray the name of the Lord frequently. Okay? Also in written in Acts chapter 4, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So only by saying the name of the Lord, it means you are saved. You are going forward in the way of salvation. You are hitting at the kingdom of heaven just by the reminding the name of the Lord most of the time. The third point, St. Paul was saying, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit, specifically wives. Look, submitting, it applies to both partners, you know. Submitting to one another. Then specifically, wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Submission always related to like 4 characters you should have. First of all, being humble. Nobody can submit himself to anybody unless he is on a level of humbleness. Our Lord was very humble. He submitted himself to the Father, God the Father, and even he submit himself to the church, to the humanity. Also the church, because it's humble, she's humble, she submits herself to the orders of God. So as a language of love, wives submit themselves to their husbands, and husbands had nothing wrong in submitting themselves to their wives. Also, to learn submission, it's kind of love. I sometimes obey my child. This does not mean he will lead the life, but because I love him. So I follow his request in many things. So submission always language of love. Don't consider it like being downgraded when you are obeying somebody. No, actually it's kind of love. The third point related to submission is self-confidence. Those who do not have self-confidence, they cannot submit themselves because they feel like downgraded. But those who trust themselves, they can easily say harder. They can easily say okay, as you wish, because they trust themselves. So consider those who are stubborn and never say harder are not those who we may consider like self-confident or strong personality. Usually the reverse. They are weak personalities and they are not self-confident enough. That's why they cannot easily obey others. Also submission related to peace. They were telling us a story when we were children that two birds were flying from a tree and from one tree to the other tree, and under each tree there were some people fighting together. So they felt the two birds, it's a nice game to play, this kind of fighting. If all people fight, this means this is kind of nice play. So they started to play. So the first bird asked the other one, please give me this. They started the same as people start the play. The other bird answers back, take it. They couldn't fight. So the other bird starts, give me this. The first bird, take it. So they couldn't play the game because they easily obey each other, so they live in peace. They did not know how to play fighting because actually, simply, they submit themselves to each other. The third or fourth point St. Paul mentioned, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. The head of the church means responsibility. It does not mean superiority. Our Lord put himself under the feet of humanity, but he was responsible. So being head of the family, it's only a point at responsibility. All men should be responsible on their wives and upon their families. Also responsibility, being the head, related at least to four major points. Responsibility is an expression of love. Being responsible means I love you. When I love you, I'm responsible upon you. I should care for you. Your weakness is my responsibility. Your problem is my problem. And your feeling, I am responsible in it. This is the man we need. This is the best husband we need. Also, responsibility related usually to giving. Giving and responsibility are mirror image, because when you are responsible, you should give, you should care. Never, don't stand waiting to take. This is not responsibility. This is kind of selfishness. But if you are responsible, you will keep yourself giving all the time. The third point related to responsibility is the mind. Responsibility starts from here. You think in a responsible way. Responsibility is not only doing this and that. No, responsibility is how to think in a responsible way. How to plan for your family. How to avoid being in troubles. How to save them from troubles. This is the kind of responsibility our Lord waiting from all of us, specifically from the men. Also, responsibility needs the attitude of equality. Being responsible, again, is not being superior. Being responsible applied only on those who believe that me and my wife are equal in value, are equal in the eyes of God, are equal in the kingdom of heaven, are equal in our mission, so we are equal. But my part is responsibility. Her part more is submission. Also, I submit myself and she is responsible. But the major part for me is responsibility, and the major part for her is submission. Also, St. Paul said, "But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ. The head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God." When you look at the head of Christ is God, does God different from Christ? Christ equals God. So although saying the head of Christ is Father God, but they are equal in divinity, in nature, in value, in everything. But the head of Christ is God. So when we say the head of the woman is her husband, we do not mean that he is superior. The fifth point, St. Paul was saying, "Husbands, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. So the fifth point that St. Paul was saying in this, love. Love, you know, needs always to put two important letters beside. The Bible, when usually say love, he put as. Because we have specific model for love. We do not love each other as anybody love others. No, we love as Christ loved us. So we have an image, a model, an icon to follow. So our love is very specific, is different from the love in the world because of these two letters. As I love you. Love your wife as I love my church. Love your wife as your body. Love your wife as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. So as adds a lot to the word love. And this is the Christian view of love. So we love following the steps of Christ, how he loved and is loving us. So when he say love your wife as yourself, you wish and she wished too. As far as you like to fulfill your wishes, you should dream of fulfilling her wishes too, because you love her as yourself. Also, love as Christ loved. So if she sin, if she make mistakes, you should forgive, because Christ forgives. You should cover the mistake. You should solve the problem. You should interfere, not to blame her, but to cover the problem, because you are a man. You are Christ's image. Also, the Bible taught us that love is not like emotions. No, emotions is very little part of love. But love includes the mind and the will and the heart, at least. So the mind, when you love somebody with your mind, it means that you are busy thinking of him. You are busy dreaming for him, not for yourself. So being busy in mind with somebody, this is kind of love. And also your will for him. You're doing many things just for him, not for yourself, to please him. This is the real kind of love. This will come with emotions, lastly, that you will enjoy the relation and you will feel happy giving him your mind and your power. So Christ, when he loved the church, loved human beings, he gave himself totally to us. He gave his soul to us. He is giving his body and blood on the altar daily for us. So this is the image of true love. The sixth point in this passage: he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. One role of man in the family: to be the priest of the family. And unfortunately, this is the most neglected part of the men now. They consider their wives as religion. They should care for the kids, and they never think of their role as priests. I would add to what Sayyidina said yesterday, the garment and the crown also apply for the priesthood of the groom, because he is a priest in this house, in this church, this small church. He is the priest, so he should teach the family how to follow God. He should pray with them. He should be a model for them. This is applies to all men in the church. That's why we should, first of all, before marriage, examine every man coming to marriage. Are you really caring for being a priest in your family, or you ignore this idea? And sanctification means that you should have a family altar, or you should worship God in a family pattern. Not only you, but you with your wife, and later on with your kids or young people around, you should push them all to worship together. Also, sanctification of the family needs to have a good relation with the sacraments of the church. You should have regular liturgy and communion. You should have father of confession. You should make a deal yearly. So you are in the contact with the big source, the big church, the mother church. You are local church, but there is the mother church. So you should follow the church and be an active member as a family in this church. Sanctification in our Orthodox tradition and dogmas means always continuous repentance. That means that we are not believing in ourselves as being full saints. We are trying to be saints like our Lord, but all through the way to being saints, we have to repent regularly on a daily basis. Lastly, I would say to sanctify your family, you should put the target clear. The goal of your life is the kingdom of heaven. So you will not leave your work to take the target out of your eyes, or the problems push you away from your goal. The seventh point: what about unity? So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord doth the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. This kind of unity is the target of the church. This is the project of God in human beings, that he dreams of uniting all the people in himself. That was prayed in chapter 17 in St. John Gospel. Our Lord was praying, please God, unite all of them in us. So as our Lord united with the Father and Holy Spirit in one divine nature, He wished that all of us are united together with the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of unity. So He gave us this power, this Holy Spirit, to unite us. That's why we believe it's a sacrament, because the power of the Holy Spirit helps you, if you like, to unite with your wife. So if you care, if you like, if you try, the Holy Spirit will help you to unite in one union with Christ. Unity means sharing together, dreaming, acts, upbringing of kids, problem solving. You should share, use your partner in everything. Understanding, communication, apologizing, caring, this all help for one united family. I hope this will be the last one. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery. Great mystery, because there is some hidden part of it, that the role of the Holy Spirit. We see just a man and a woman standing before the altar, but there is power in such moments. We cannot see. This is the mystery. This is the sacrament. The power of God works together inside them to make them one body. This kind of joining together needs the power of the sacrament, the privacy. They have to keep themselves independent. They have to keep the secret between themselves. Also, it needs grace. This kind of joining will not start from the first day of wedding. No, union and joining together will take long to be firm and strong in Christ. Also, it needs maturity. Both of them should be mature enough to care for themselves and to put this target in front of their eyes. Okay, this is really the last one. Okay, the ninth and the last is respect. Also, St. Paul said, "Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own life as himself." We discussed this one. But let the wife that she respects her husband. Why St. Paul chose the verb respect for the wife? Nowadays, in psychology, they say the major language for man to believe that you love him is respect. This is not the main language for women. Women needs being kindness, being sympathizing, but for man, the major point to tell him that I love you, that you respect him. So St. Paul, with the power of the Holy Spirit, said, let the wife that she respects, she should respect her husband. Again, respect, not only just to look up to him. You have to look up to your husband for the whole life. Also, appreciating whatever he is doing. Don't blame him much. This is not respectful. Don't criticize him. Don't look down at him. Don't try to put him in comparison with other men. This is so much hurting. But to respect the man is to appreciate whatever he's doing, to encourage him in what he's doing, in public and in private. Also, to let him do whatever he likes, to give him space of freedom, to let him approach his goals, to push him in the way he likes. Encouragement is the soul of respect. When you keep encouraging your husband, you will make him happy, and he will make you happy and thank you.